This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you with a new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed and Earn Corteva Cash. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva Cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Have you heard this report in the news today that nearly 8% of all kids have a food allergy of some kind? And 19% of children with allergies need to go to an emergency room each year. This report comes from Northwestern University in Chicago, and it says sesame has become a real problem. Sesame is the 9th most common food allergen for kids, and nearly 1 in 3 children with a sesame allergy is rushed to the emergency room each year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is looking into whether sesame should be added to the list of allergens that food companies have to post on food labels. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Agricultural Retailers Conference will take place next week in Florida. While there, farm equipment maker AGCO will name its Operator of the Year. There are 4 finalists this year, 1 from North Dakota, 1 from Idaho, and 2 hail from Illinois. It's happened 3 times this month along the Indiana Toll Road in northwestern Indiana. Something has been thrown from an overpass, hitting a vehicle. In the most recent incident last week, a 64-year-old Michigan woman sustained minor injuries when her car was hit by a pumpkin dropped from above. She lost control and veered into a ditch there in LaPorte County near Michigan City, Indiana. And this holiday travel period coming up could be an especially bad one for highway crashes because so many of us will be on the road. The National Safety Council says nearly 50,000 people could be seriously hurt in car crashes this upcoming Thanksgiving weekend, as it's expected to be the biggest Thanksgiving travel weekend in 13 years. And I can tell you things are already busy around the airports with all of the Thanksgiving travelers I saw it this morning. It's slower around the airports, and it isn't just because of security check-ins. A lot of folks who don't ordinarily fly are doing so this week, and it's understandable that driving around the airport, parking, ticketing, loading of the planes has slowed down. I saw more wheelchairs this morning. There are fewer business travelers, but more families. Oh, and there are more dogs. On my flight with 150 passengers, there were 3 dogs along for the ride for the holiday weekend. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the True Choice Offer, by Pioneer Brand Seed and Earn Corteva Cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.